This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
That's it. All that. It's time for Trash on the Table.
What a segue.
Who's been arrested?
Can you spell your first and last name, please?
They call me Candy.
Okay. What's your real name?
Ozell Davis.
Okay, will you spell your first last name?
You can't read.
Who's back in rehab?
And Hugh Janus, turning 10. We'd mentioned...
I'm sorry. It's one of those.
I totally felt for it, didn't I?
And who's hitting who?
I didn't force anything down anybody's throat. I didn't make this kid pass out on my floor.
It's time for Trash on the Table with LT.
Hey, and our trash, always brought to you by the locally owned and operated TJC Mortgage. If you're looking to refinance, purchase, get cash out of your home anywhere in the Southeast, these are the guys to do it. Getting a quick quote is free. Takes less than 10 minutes to see where you stand. Call them right now, 815-9200. Visit them online. Go to tjcmortgage.com. TJC Mortgage, you talk. Those guys will always listen. We hinted at this, that it was a possibility, but it looks like it is closer to reality. Negotiations for a Roseanne spinoff in full swing, according to People Magazine.
Is she in it?
Almost a month after Roseanne Barr's racist tweet prompted the cancellation of her show, a source tells People that, quote, some important progress has been made in discussions about a reboot involving more revolving around Darlene's character played by Sarah Gilbert.
Yeah. Mm. Sarah Gilbert, not a big draw.
Now, they say the key has been how a show can be done where Roseanne neither participates or profits, says the source.
Happy birthday to John Goodman today, though.
So we're going to use...
Is it his birthday?
It is. I think he's 60.
I was gonna go 62 on him.
I think 66. You can check me on that, Brown. John Goodman. Also, Lionel Richie's birthday.
I would say Lionel is older. I would say Lionel is 71.
John Goodman's 65 today.
Three-year window.
You got that one right. Lionel Richie.
71.
68.
Three-year window.
Wow.
Okay, this is kind of the upset of the day. I didn't realize Grey's Anatomy is still on TV.
No,
the
actual one or the...
Ellen Pompeo says her Grey's Anatomy deal was all about timing. The actress revealed in January that she had signed on for two more seasons of the ABC medical drama with a deal that made her the highest paid actress on television.
Grey's Anatomy is still on network TV.
Pompeo is set to earn more than $20 million a year in Grey's upcoming 15th and 16th seasons. $575,000 per episode, along with her seven-figure signing bonus and two full back-end equity points on the series, estimated to bring in another $6 to $7 million.
McDreamy's long gone, though, right?
No idea.
I've never seen an episode.
Oh, here we go. Yeah,
what Laurel say? Is he on there still?
The studio didn't have TV players to leverage against. She noted they had no longer have Patrick Dempsey or Shonda Rhimes.
Yeah. So they killed him off, Laurel? McDreamy? Oh, man. How'd he go?
I tell you this, she's 48 years old. So they say, you know, actresses 40 plus in Hollywood, you know, can't earn a living. 48, she's killing it.
She's fairly attractive, and she's married to someone.
You're fairly
famous,
attractive.
Right?
Fairly
attractive. You got a hell of a personality, and you're fairly attractive.
She, you got a bank account.
But she has outlasted the girl that got her start on that show.
The girl from Knocked Up.
Catherine Heigl.
Yeah. What has she done lately?
Yeah, I've heard Catherine Heigl is difficult.
Yeah, she's difficult to deal with from what I've heard.
Difficult.
Yeah.
A billionaire investor is being accused of resorting to some very juvenile tactics after being forced to hand his wife the keys to their $20 million marital home following their divorce.
Here's the keys.
Now, there is been a declaration that is filed by Sue Gross in which she describes the state of their Laguna Beach home she previously shared with her ex-husband Bill Gross when she moved in after the couple's divorce settlement. Gross claims that her ex sprayed noxious scents around the home, even crammed dead fish in the air vents, making her life a, quote, unmitigated nightmare for the past few months.
Yep. Well, at that point, he should have to buy her a new house.
A little drastic, but... and build it.
Himself. By hand, yep.
Well, I mean, if he ruined the other house...
Well, you really got to hate somebody to put dead fish in the air vents.
You're right.
You guys want to know the secret to happiness?
Would love to.
Brown's already got it, but
it's
living in a big city. You might think spending your days relaxing on a beach with huge amounts of wealth is key to happiness, but according to one scientist, those looking for a happier life
should
move to a big city.
One guy.
Well, tell me you don't believe Dr. Jeanette McNell from York University in Toronto.
It is York University, Rocky.
Claims that the fast-paced life of bustling areas like London and New York drives a feeling of contentment among residents. This is because busy people feel like they're making better use of their time than those who have a more leisurely pace of life. As a result, they have more life satisfaction than their country-dwelling counterparts. Their busy schedules are also seen as a badge of honor by others.
I watched Naked and Maroon a little bit the other day.
Naked and Afraid?
No, Naked and Maroon.
Naked
what
and
is
maroon.
That?
They drop one naked guy off on an island by himself. And I can tell you he was not very happy after day five.
Well, who so if you dropped him in New York City naked, would he be better?
He'd be a lot happier, I promise you.
A thief usually comes armed with a high-speed getaway car to leave the scene of a crime, but police say a suspect in Knoxville, Tennessee, used a lawnmower for his getaway. Teresa Johnson lived in her neighborhood for about 13 years. She's seen burglaries, but nothing quite like this.
Can you escape through my backyard?
Quote, he is riding a John Deere riding lawnmower with a flat tire. How stupid is this guy? Now, Knoxville police said Benny Vaughn broke into Johnson's shed on May 8th to steal the mower, which is worth about $1,800. He then used the John Deere as his getaway. Johnson's neighbor trailed the suspect several miles down the street around 4 p.m. while taking pictures. The lawnmower could even be seen with a flat tire.
Sparks going up on the pavement.
Now, I saw locally, you're not a newsman anymore, but a dude flipped his riding lawnmower and it crushed him.
Oh, no.
Yeah, this was local just the other day. And then I read, along with the story, that it's like 60 nationwide deaths per year because of riding lawnmowers.
Yeah, you don't want to get on the hills.
Apparently not.
Side of the hills.
Okay, let's revisit the top earning films of 1993, 25 years ago. I've actually seen all 10 of these.
How many do you think I've seen?
1993.
How many do you think I've seen?
I am going to say that you've seen four, and I think Dunaway has seen four, and I'll say Rockstar's seen seven.
Let's do it.
Number 10 on the list, Cliffhanger, $84 million.
Nope.
Saw it.
I don't know who that is.
Sylvester Stallone.
John Lithgow.
John Lithgow. Yeah.
It's nope. About, he's a writer. He's a writer, and he loves to write scripts where you don't know the ending.
Did not see it.
Number 9, Schindler's List, made $96
million. We've all seen that one.
100%, yes.
Number 8, I think all of us have seen The Pelican Brief.
Yep.
Yes.
Liked it. I read the book.
Loved it.
I read the book, too.
Yeah. $100 million.
Yeah,
Number 7, I'm going to say that me, Rocky, and Brown have seen this, but Dunaway has not, In the Line of Fire.
Ooh, I may have seen that.
I'm in.
Who's in?
You saw it before you threw up your beef stroke.
That's right. God, I can't believe you remember that story. That was the second time I saw it in the theater.
$102 million.
I've seen this.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the Secret Service guy.
Yeah, it's Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
Love, a little love triangle in there. Not triangle, really.
He was old then. That was 1993.
I know.
I remember when I'll never forget the year because in the trailer, because he was on the detail for JFK.
Yeah.
And so they flipped the 6 and the 9.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that now. Yeah.
Number 6, Indecent Proposal, one of Dunaway's all-time favorites.
Yeah.
Never seen it.
$106 million. Don't waste your time with it, Brown. Number 5, Sleepless in Seattle, because it's an awful movie.
A love story.
It is a love story.
I've seen Sleepless in Seattle.
Sleepless, own it.
Already been referenced on this show today. Dunaway owns it.
Rocky, did you see Sleepless in Seattle?
Sleepless, I've never seen Indecent Proposal.
I'm rolling through these.
Four, I think we've all seen this, The Firm.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it was a big Grisham year, wasn't it?
$158 million.
He was killing it back then.
He was.
Number 3, I think we've all seen this, The Fugitive.
Yep.
Yes.
I'm up to 6.
$183 million.
I used to go to a lot more movies before
Number
I got
2,
married.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
I've seen it. I'm 7.
$219 million. And number 1, I think we've all seen it, Jurassic Park with $357
million. Haven't seen it. Nope.
So Brown, you have not 10? Seen Jurassic Park?
I've not seen Jurassic
Park. You need to see Jurassic Park. Really good film.
The original.
Yeah, the original.
Yeah. So I went like 9 of 10.
Pretty amazing, Dunaway.
Yeah.
And only a couple of them were rom-coms.
All right,
where college football never ends.
The kick is good. Auburn wins 22-19. The Auburn Tigers are on top of the college football world.
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.
That is true.